This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
7 WEEIFM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. And Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of afternoons is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Save 10% during the Beat the Heat sales event. Visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com for details.
Be with the guys, find a time where we've had about a month off to get back together, throw some routes. I think the bonding is more important than really the football, but also the time to, throw it around, throw some routes, and just have some dinner and get out in the pool, on the lake. It was a good time.
And you're getting ready to report to training camp. What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, I think just getting back with the guys, seeing the guys. It's been about a month. I'm ready to get back to work and get ready for games almost. We're 2 months out now, and it's coming close. So getting back with the guys and kind of building the bond and building the culture.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Drake May at the Drake May football camp being interviewed by Mike Reese. And that comment, for some reason, elicited an in-my-ear reaction from Stiz that I'm not going to allow to just go in one ear and out the other. Nope, it's going to go into the microphone. You're going to bring this to the masses. Stiz, tell the listeners what you just said about that comment.
I just feel like, for the past year, all I've heard was, oh my God, Drake, he's such a good leader. Oh, he just such a good leader at the podium, just always says the right things. It's like, yeah, I mean, so what? He doesn't say that, I'm going to mess off during offseason. Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's not hard to say the right things.
Well, I think
I'm looking forward to getting back with the guys, working out, building chemistry, getting ready to play some games.
There are some players that would disagree with you that sometimes it is hard to say the right things. I think we had an example of one that made his way through town recently. His name was Rafi Devers. And don't give me the English as a second language issue, because he answered a lot of those questions through a translator. He was speaking in his natural language when he said, what, do they want me to play every freaking position? What's next? If the pitcher gets hurt, they're going to ask me to pitch. Like, he said all of that with his translator. And we had the whole issue where people were like, he was mistranslated. And then people hired other translators and said, he cleaned it up for him. It was actually worse the way he said it than what they actually transformed into English. But Stiz, the biggest issue, and Fitzy, tell me if you agree, the biggest issue with this right now is people want to believe in Drake May and his leadership. He offers them hope right now, and that's why we're going to cherry-pick the good and ignore the blemishes, because we want to exit what has been, as Robert Kraft said, the worst two-year run in his ownership and one of the worst two-year runs in the history of this franchise. People want to believe, and that's why they are accepting Drake May for his best and not looking for his worst.
I guess that's fair, but I agree with Ted that this year, all right, buddy, this is your time. Show me what you got.
I'm not sure Ted is the one leading that charge.
Oh, he absolutely is.
No, Ted anointed him.
Wait, lose it year for Drake May already?
That's every.
Ted agreed with me. Well, we can check with him tomorrow. But
Ted anointed him a 10 or an 11-game winner. I agree it's a make or break year. And that, you know, the very simple stat that if you're a franchise quarterback, you make the playoffs in your first 2 years. That is the very simple stat in the NFL. And Drake has a lot to prove. And we've also acknowledged his warts, Fitzy, on this show. We've talked about there are little diva tendencies here and there that we don't love from a modern young quarterback.
Don't remind me all the clapback I got for saying he might be a little more sensitive than Pats fans would imagine.
Right. And then I would say that the organization may have acknowledged his sensitivities when they traded
cleared
his competition.
Runway.
Yeah.
Cleared so, the deck.
Stiz, we've talked a lot about what may be his insecurities or his sort of insufficient makeup and what he's going to be. We've also talked a lot about guy's got freaking great physical tools. He does a great job with the media. You think it's overblown. I think there's guys that screw up when they – hell, I actually think the head coach of the New England Patriots, who had been around pro football for some 15 years, screwed up a lot when he was answering questions last year. Remember the famous – well, Drake won the competition, but we're going to start Jacoby. Right there, let's just start with that. How can you say that as the head coach of a football team? So you think it's easy to answer questions? I think it's harder to answer questions than you think. Dan Ball.
Just to defend my client, Ted told Karen Garigian of Mass Live, quote, whether it comes from leadership, whether it comes from a clutch gene, whether it comes from just being the man, the face of the franchise, I was kind of hoping I'd hear some stories this offseason that he was bringing guys together, that he was throwing with guys. That sounds kind of corny and maybe forced, but the quarterback has to be the CEO. He has to take ownership of the football team, and I don't know if he's fully accepted that part of the job.
Strike that from the record, Your Honor, because when those quotes were read to the person in question, he said, who are those quotes from? So he didn't recall saying them, so
damn
it's
it,
hard
right.
to have any put any stock in those. But no, this is going to be Stiz. This is going to be an ongoing analysis, and it will start July 23rd, because we will, Fitzy, who's first up the stairs? Who got the loudest cheer? Who's he hanging out with? Is he with McDaniels? Is he not with McDaniels? Is blah, blah, blah. How does he react to an interception? How does he react to a touchdown? We are going to monitor each and every movement that Drake May has this season.
Do you think of all players, not that this was where we were originally going to steer this portion of a six-ring-centric afternoon show, but do you think he, above all people, is the one that is under the most scrutiny, will be scrutinized the most, will be under the microscope more than any other player on the 2025 Patriots?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I don't even really think it's close. There's other options. Like, I think Will Campbell is going to be heavily scrutinized.
Two names jump right to mind. Will Campbell and Steph Diggs.
Yes, but the quarterback is different because – we will scrutinize, I feel like, locally. It might be close, those three, as we scrutinize them. But from a national perspective, the national outlets will care about Drake May way more than Will Campbell or Stephon Diggs. We will have to sort of highlight their successes or failures locally, whereas Drake May is the talking point of the New England Patriots, and it's not even close to me. And that's the good and the bad that comes with the position. That's also why if you succeed – Drake May, they'll probably hand you about $500 million in a couple years. And if you fail, you'll go down as a draft bust that everybody will talk about. It's, you know, great power, great responsibility kind of crap. But the question we asked today, and we will get a little bit more into Drake May here in a few minutes, because we're going to talk about the quarterback position in the NFL, because that ESPN series that we've been following from Jeremy Fowler, in which he polled all the executives across the league, got to the sexiest position today, the quarterback position. And I think it's interesting who the top 10 quarterbacks in the league are, but also where some of those guys ranked on various ballots. I think some ballots had Patrick Mahomes a little bit lower than you'd think. So we'll get to that in a few minutes here on WEI.
Right now.
But right now we asked a simple question, Fitzy. What is the most competitive position on the Patriots roster heading into training camp 2025? Mike Vrabel's first training camp, where I think he wants competition. What's the most competitive position?
Man, I want to say wide receiver, but you know what? I'm going to say that the most competitive position on the roster is also what could very well be the strongest position on the roster. I'm going to go with running back, because I think there are a legitimate number of viable candidates that could be starting for the Patriots, contributing positively. Ramondre Stevenson trying to grasp and hold on to, it certainly won't be a stranglehold, the RB1 spot, coming back from last year's disappointing 7 fumbles on the ground. Tough offseason, gets in shape, looks like he's ready to rock. Travion Henderson lighting a fire and nipping at his heels. That's someone I'm going to have both good eyes on as soon as camp opens up next week as well. Antonio Gibson hasn't even been mentioned in the conversation. And last year, he was the better of the two running backs in the second half of the season, plus a couple of rookies and undrafted free agents that are going to challenge for playing time as well. This could be that sneaky strong room I've been talking about for a while. I think it's going to be very competitive and a joy to watch. So I'll go with running backs as the most competitive room in the Patriots.
I think you agree with, I believe it was Rich Keefe who posed that position in the crossover when I said we were going to be talking about this today. And there is definitely good upside, competitive value, I guess, there. I mean, you could end up with one of those old Ivan Fears rooms where Ramondre Stevenson, Travion Henderson, Antonio Gibson. I'm going to leave your guy out of it for a little bit here just because he has a mullet and a mustache or however you'd like to describe him. But those three right there could all be legit contributors where you could see any guy in the game at any point catching passes, scoring touchdowns. Maybe they share their load almost equally in the, at the end of the year. Between them, they're like a 2,000 total yard trio with a bunch, you know, 20 total touchdowns, something like that. So I don't think that's a terrible answer, but I think your gut instinct, in my opinion, was the first one, and that's wide receiver. I think wide receiver, is just because you're competing.
Did I try to out-clever myself
a little bit?
One? Like,
I think you overthought it just a little bit.
I did.
Everything at wide receiver is a competition. Like, I mean, even the guy you just mentioned, Stephon Diggs, is competing to get back to full health, get back on the field, prove he can still be a number one, prove that he's worth the money, prove that he's not done north of 30. And then everything else is roster spots, reps, roles. You got an Efton Chisholm who might be looking to unseat a guy like DeMario Douglas, Pop Douglas, or a guy like me says, nope, Pop Douglas is ready to come out and show you he's going to be 110 target, you know, 85 catch kind of player. You got Jalen Polk trying to prove he's not
he's
one of the
pro?
Worst busts in recent wide receiver Patriots history, which is saying a lot for this team. You got Kayshon Booty, who we all like, has upside, you know, started his career great at LSU, but where's he going? Is he going to be
whose
an odd
roster
man
is he
out?
On come September?
Kendrick Bourne is trying to prove he's still a veteran that in Josh McDaniel's system has had some of his best success. Like, there is nothing that can be taken for granted, except that Mac Hollins is weird. Because if you saw the video of him barefoot at a gas station making the rounds on social media this weekend, the dude is just weird, and I stick with it. He kind of annoys me. It's just too much. Just too much, Mac Hollins.
Dude just might not like shoes.
Yeah, but it's weird. Okay, you don't like shoes. Why are you at a gas station doing videos? You've made it a thing. You're trying to promote you're the shoeless man. Great. That's already been taken. It's shoeless Joe Jackson. It's not shoeless Mac Hollins.
Shoeless Mac Hollins.
You
there
can't
you go.
Steal
and
it.
And here comes shoeless Mac Hollins.
But I think, you know, as much as I said earlier, we will be watching everything that Drake May does at training camp, and I believe that, we're also going to be watching every wide receiver drill, 7-on-7, 1-on-1s. The Jeff Howes and the Andrew Callahans of the world, Mark Daniels, are just going to be running the. Did you know that Jalen Polk caught 7 of 8 passes thrown his way with one drop? But blah, blah, blah. You got, like, every single step those guys take as a group is going to be blogged about.
And you can throw another couple names onto the pile as well. Like, does Javon Baker prove he belongs in the NFL period, let alone on the Patriots roster? Does he get cut, picked up by another team? Does he end up on the practice squad? Has he matured enough to make a difference?
Does he go work at a rehab hospital because he can make people in wheelchairs stand up?
Right. I mean, my popcorn has went stale months ago. I had it ready for him for the longest time. How about Kyle Williams, who in some videos I watched over the weekend was hanging out with Kendrick Bourne and Steph Diggs? Kendrick Bourne showing him how to run an out route in a Josh McDaniels offense, the way that he's not supposed to sell it at the top, but rather soften it up a little bit. And then Steph Diggs saying in a separate video how he's really looking forward to opening both of his toolboxes and saying, I don't know, I didn't know the guy had multiple toolboxes, let alone a single toolbox, saying that he wants to teach guys like Kyle Williams everything he knows. Andy, isn't that exactly what we were hoping for and why we believe the Patriots, in a move of desperation, signed somebody like Steph Diggs rehabbing from an ACL to be wide receiver one and paid him 20-some-odd million dollars so he could do just that? Toolbox open. Kyle Williams, come on in.
On-field toolbox, yeah. I'm not sure I want him to necessarily be the be-all, end-all leader and like, hey, the toolbox. Hey, bring the toolbox to the boat, actually, and put some pink stuff in it. That's a good way to get it on the boat. No one will notice if you carry it in on a toolbox.
It's in the toolbox.
Tell them you're going to fix the engine, and really it's just pink cocaine or whatever the hell allegedly was in that.
A party substance.
Yeah, whatever, party substance. can you have two toolboxes? Like, he's so good. That reminds me a little bit. You know what that just worried me about? I hadn't heard that clip, Fitzy. That reminded me of when Mohamed Sanu arrived and said, I'm both the juice and the squeeze. Like, when you try to do too much.
You can't be the drink and the straw.
No, don't do that. Just be the straw, nope. Stir the drink, or whatever. But that worries me a little bit. That is he trying too hard now? Is he trying too hard to, like, lean into that? I'm going to be a mentor. I'm going to show these guys the way. You know what I would like Stephon Diggs to do? Get open, catch the football, and be the guy that caught, what was it?
Just leave it at that, right?
Yeah, 47 passes in 8 games last year. Let's double that. Let's play 16 games. I'll let you miss one. And let's catch somewhere in the realm of 94 balls. And if you teach Kyle Williams nothing, I will deem that a successful season in New England. I'll be happy to just take that. But those guys are going to compete. You also have Todd Downing, who is coaching them. That's an interesting aspect of this because he's a former coordinator. He has thoughts on offense. How does he marry it up with Josh McDaniels? I think wide receiver is a very competitive position. Not the only one, though. I'm going to throw one out there that ties into something you were emailing on the chain about. I think the interior offensive line is very competitive in a weird, like, who's the center and the left guard? I think we've given right guard to Mike Onwenu because
he may squeeze his way out of there if he's not in the best shape.
Squeeze his way out. That's going to have to be a big hole to get out of anyway. Tackle is pretty much locked in, I think we would say, right? So it's
Morgan Moses and Will Campbell if healthy, they're starting.
They're starting. But that interior line, we still have Cole Strange that everybody wants to be something and bring value. We have Garrett Bradbury, who is a new center who wasn't a good center in his last stop kind of guy.
No, Minnesota was more than willing to move on from him as quickly as possible, making him the stop. He is as if we were doing a list of stopgap players that'll be here in 2025, and that's probably all, folks. I think Garrett Bradbury would be right at the top of that list.
So your guy, who Mike Reese wrote about on his ESPN notes, can I critique Mike Reese's ESPN notes just real quickly?
Could you come for Always. A national treasure like Mike Reese?
There is no further proof that we're in the dead time of the NFL that Mike Reese's notes in recent weeks have either been 5 or 6 notes. He is usually 9 or 10. So that is just proof that if Mike Reese can't stretch it out to 9 or 10 these weeks, there's not a whole hell of a lot going on in the National Football League. But he wrote about Patriots rookie center Jared Wilson. Some people think, am I crazy, Fitzy? Have I read this? Some people think this could be one of the steals of the draft, Jared Wilson. Okay.
Correct.
So Jared Wilson, I he's a center. Okay, he's a center out of Georgia. My biggest takeaway from this story was that his coach at Georgia blocked for Bo Jackson at Auburn, but that's just me being the biggest Bo Jackson fan on the face of the planet.
Dude must be a hoss.
That's awesome. If you can't, you play the position, teach it to him, the whole Ted Williams thing, whatever. But do you think this guy could end up being the starting center? We talk about Bradbury. We talk about Cole Strange, who they've tried to start at center at various times. Do you? I know you're hot and bothered that you think this guy could be an impact contributor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I absolutely, absolutely, absolutely do. Dude, he's a beast, first and foremost. So many draft guys couldn't believe that he fell all the way to the third round. Some had him with a first-round label, first-round grade talent. Yeah, and also, Andy, who does he have to beat out? Ben Brown? Garrett Bradbury? Cole Strange?
Yeah, Ben Brown. I forgot about Ben Brown.
Yeah, remember good old Ben Brown?
Yeah, not really. I kind of literally forgot about Ben Brown.
Some of these guys might be competing for left guard or even right guard reps, depending on
the position. Or left out, if you know what I'm saying. So offensive line, I would put in there. Another one that we don't need to get too deep in the weeds with. I also think the depth at cornerback, something Ted brought up the other day. We all like the top two corners. You got Carlton Davis, and you obviously have Christian Gonzalez, top 100 NFL player, all pro.
Slot there, guy?
Well, Marcus Jones, you know me, I don't believe is a great slot corner. I think he's a capable slot corner. But I think those next depth cornerback battles could be really interesting as you fill out whatever it's going to be, 4, 5, 6 cornerbacks, depending on how the overlap
Alex
with the
Austin,
safety position.
Isaiah Bolden,
yeah, all those
Marcellus
guys.
Dial.
They've
could
all made plays.
Just pops.
Yeah, they've all made plays over the years. And the other thing about those guys that you tend to watch their competition closer is it's easy. It's happening with one-on-ones with wide receivers. You're already watching the wide receivers, and then you start noting, hey, how come Alex Austin has knocked down 3 passes intended for Stephon Diggs today? And you start talking about Alex Austin because of that. So It's going to be a very competitive training camp. It's going to be interesting, but I think we start with the wide receiver position and go downward from there. If that's not a competitive position, that's bad news, because it's certainly not an overly skilled position. It's not overly top heavy, so it sure as heck better be competitive. You better get some of those fourth, fifth, sixth receivers looking like they should be two or three receivers, or this team could have a problem.
And bigly and quickly as well. I would, yeah, receiver for sure. Running back, plus side, more upside for sure. Interior offensive line. Shout out real quick also, maybe just maybe safety. Because we know what two guys are going to be the thumpers back there with Duggar and Peppers. But then, signing Marcus Epps from the Raiders, who McDaniels had coached previously, you've got Del Pettis, Jalen Hawkins, and the 26-year-old wonder rook, Craig Woodson as well. Who's going to be the free safety? Where's the depth going to come from? I think that'll be, I would say, if you've got time, if you want to look away from the receivers in the interior offensive line, maybe just maybe keep an eye on safety.
Up next on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to talk about the quarterback position across the league and where Drake May might fit into the rankings. But more importantly, who are the 10 best quarterbacks in football? And just how low did one executive have Joe Burrow? I'm a big Joe Burrow fan, and I will not be here for this. Joe Burrow was ranked way too low on at least one ballot. We'll talk about quarterbacks next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox won their 10th game in a row on Sunday as they completed the 4-game sweep over the Tampa Bay Rays. The final score was 4-1. Brian Baio with his 6th win of the season. Aroldis Chapman with his 17th save. The Sox enter the All-Star break in 3rd in the American League East and in the 2nd wild card spot, 1 game behind the Yankees. The two teams are currently tied in the win column after the end of the first half of the season. In other Sox news, the team draft the following players in the first three rounds of the 2025 MLB draft. Yesterday, 15th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Kyson Witherspoon out of Oklahoma. Then in the second round, 33rd overall, they took right-handed pitcher Marcus Phillips out of Tennessee and infielder Henry Godbout out of Virginia. Then in the third round, 87th overall, they took right-handed pitcher Anthony Ianson out of LSU. The Home Run Derby is tonight at 8 p.m. on ESPN. The betting odds are as follows. Cal Raleigh is your leader at plus 300. Then it's O'Neill Cruz plus 330. James Wood plus 400, Byron Buxton plus 850, Matt Olson plus 900, Junior Caminero plus 950, then it's Brent Rooker at plus 1,000, and finally Jazz Chisholm at plus 1,400. The All-Star game is tomorrow night, also at 8 p.m. The Celtics beat the Knicks 94-81 in summer league play yesterday. Charles Bassey led the way with 22 points off the bench. The Seas visit the Miami Heat tonight. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. And from around the league, the Mavericks are shutting down Cooper Flagg for the remainder of the NBA summer league. He scored 31 points on Saturday against the San Antonio Spurs. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
The Red Sox Station.
Go Sox, let's go, baby.
I love the Red Sox.
WEEI.
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 New England Sports Original.
It's a This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
He's a rookie with all this physical talent, but we don't know that he can solve problems yet. And that's not uncommon, right? For a young quarterback making, you know, whatever. He was in the single digits in starts when they had their first meeting. And I said, okay, so then what happened after? Like, what did you see after the game? What was your view? And he said, exactly the same going in. That physically, actually he said physically he's a little bit better than he thought he was, but that we gave him some problems that he wasn't able to solve.
That was Mike Giardi from his All 32 podcast, question mark?
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's All 32 with our guy Will Parkinson, friend of the Six Rings.
Talking about Drake May and a defensive coordinator that dealt with him, and the hope one day around here is that Drake May will be a top 10 NFL quarterback. He is not right now. Certainly not on the ESPN list.
What are you talking about? ESPN makes up lies.
Yeah, I think it's a stretch to try to argue Drake May at this point into the top 10. You might be able to sneak him in the top 15, certainly into the top 20. Top 10, tough to argue because the group has actually gotten more exclusive, Fitzy, because in their lead-in to their list today, ESPN writes that in most years, at least 16 quarterbacks get significant votes from this panel around the NFL of executives and coaches for the top 10. This
at least
year,
a significant number of quarterbacks receive votes. Okay.
No. Get significant votes, 16 of them. Half the
16?
League gets significant votes. This year, only 12 players got votes in the top 10. So it's a more sort of precise
selective
list where everybody has the same group.
Should
now,
we guess?
What?
Can I guess all 12?
Well, I can give them to you because they're available on ESPN.
Okay. All right, let's go then.
Okay. So Patrick Mahomes is first, for example. The ESPN continues to do it the
kind
same
of a
way.
Slam dunk, yeah.
They tell you his highest ranking on anyone's list, his lowest ranking, and what last year's rank was. His highest ranking was number one. His lowest ranking this year was number four. Someone, at least one person, voted that Patrick Mahomes is the fourth best quarterback right now in the NFL, which I find interesting.
He would not leave my top three.
Yeah, he wouldn't leave mine either. Josh Allen comes in number two for ESPN. His highest rank. His highest ranking is one.
Either, yeah.
His lowest ranking is four. He was number three last year. Number three this year is Joe Burrow. His highest ranking is number one. Somebody voted he's the best quarterback in football.
That person is very smart.
The lowest said he was the fifth best quarterback in football. Feels too low to me. I don't know how you can argue anybody can be
four. How do you put Joe Burrow outside of the top four, if not the top three? Because I can tell you the top four, specifically not having read over the list so I could kind of process and react to this live, Andy. You can move them around however you wish, but if your top four isn't Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow, then you don't deserve to watch any more football because obviously you haven't watched previously.
We don't always agree, Fitzy, but that is something I could not agree with you anymore on. There are four elite quarterbacks right now in the NFL. If you want to parse them and move them around a little bit, that's fine, but there's four. There are four.
There are ascending talents that may soon be knocking on the door of the top five, Andy, but they are ascending talents who have not done it as consistently for as long as Jackson, Burrow, Mahomes, and Allen.
Number five is a newcomer, obviously, because he was a rookie. You know who that is. That would be Jaden Daniels, the fifth best quarterback in football.
Who I think is going to rock it this year and you think is going to suck it.
No, not suck it. And I wouldn't have added it to it. I just might have said suck, but I don't even believe he'll suck. I just think he's going to have a regression year. He and his team are going to take a step back. Interestingly, I find, though, his highest ranking was fifth, and he came in at fifth on the list, which I thought was interesting. And his lowest was 10, but everybody had him in the top 10. That is it for the five guys that were on every ballot. Now, number six overall.
It for the five guys on every ballot?
Yep, because now we get into guys that were unranked on some ballots. That would be Matthew Stafford, who is fourth on the highest ranking and unranked with some ballots. Then you go to Justin Herbert, was seventh, but his highest ranking was third. So I'm guessing
that... Who drinks before they vote on these things?
I'm guessing that would be the ballot that bumped Joe Burrow down to fifth. If you put Justin Herbert at third, that bumps Burrow down a spot to fifth. But the lowest ranking for Justin Herbert was unranked. There are some people, so that's a pretty big discrepancy for Justin Herbert there. Eighth was Jared Goff. He was fifth on the highest, lowest was unranked. Ninth was Jalen Hurts, sixth on the highest, lowest unranked. And 10th was Baker Mayfield, whose highest ranking was fifth. He made it into the top five on at least one
ballot.
Which I found interesting. And then the two honorable mentions, others getting votes, CJ Stroud and Jordan Love. So
all of that tracks.
So you don't think there's any omissions there? That's a good, solid, because others that did receive votes but didn't get honorable mention, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua, and another rookie. Another rookie, but his name is not
Bo Nix.
Yeah, it's Bo Nix. It's not Drake May. So
You know what? One of the Bo Nix threw 29 touchdowns last year. That doesn't stink by any stretch.
No, it doesn't. He landed in a nice system for him. You know, that was sort of the pre-draft.
I knew the word system was going to come in, and you're not wrong in using it, because sometimes your skill set needs the right coach, the right playbook, the right surrounding talent. It's a fit. It's a marriage. From day one, we knew why Sean Payton was so enamored of Bo Nix. That was his Drew Brees 2.0.
So we continue to anoint Patrick Mahomes the best quarterback in football. Is there any question in your mind about that? Has anybody gotten...
He's not my number one.
Okay, so who's your number one quarterback?
Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Joe Burrow is hands down the best quarterback in the NFL. Now, could you say some of that is a product of the fact that he throws to two of the 12 best receivers? I would say almost inarguably the best wide receiver in the NFL, who's currently going number one overall in fantasy football rankings and drafts. Maybe. But I just think Joe Burrow has all of it, everything, it and beyond, from the accuracy to the arm strength to the will, the desire, the killer instinct, and that thing that we talked about last week from the Netflix quarterback series. He wants to be great. And he's willing to put in the time and the effort. He's impossible to please and will not accept second best. And I think that's some of that goes beyond physical skill when you're trying to figure out what makes a quarterback great.
Before I go to Dan Ball here, I go to the text line. 508 says, and it's like they were responding to you, except I think this actually came in before you finished what you just said. Burrow stinks. He's only good because of Chase. Even Jefferson in Minnesota made Sam freaking Darnell look good. Burrow stinks. In what world does Burrow stinks? Because you know who I think agrees with you that Joe Burrow might be the best quarterback in football?
Who that?
The defensive coordinator of the Kansas City Chiefs. Because in that quarterback mic'd up
segment, Steve Spagnuolo,
he goes, other than our guy, you're the best in the game. And I think that's his way of coming really close to saying, you're actually the best in the game right now. Like, he's not going to say it, obviously. He's going to support his guy. But I think Steve Spagnuolo might agree with you that Joe Burrow could be the best. Dan Ball!
We're kind of wading into Brady waters, first and foremost, where it's already the difference between greatest and best or greatest and most talented, where Brady for the back half of his career was always going to be the greatest, even if maybe in year to year he wasn't always the best. I would agree with Fitzy that it's not Mahomes, but I think I would go Allen, just the mixing the ability to throw and run, and also not having in this post Stephon Diggs world, not having a true number one to throw to, but still elevating his numbers, knocking down the picks. So that's kind of where I would lean.
Yeah, Mahomes is just, he gets the benefit of the doubt, and he should. Like, I believe he's earned the benefit of the doubt in terms of what he's accomplished and the way he's done it. You know, the Brady comparisons are always going to be there, and I keep saying some of it is the way his, the evolution of his career. You know, big plays, big numbers. Oh, this year we don't have the horses and things are down. My yards per attempt are going to be down. We're going to do it a different way. We're going to lean on defense. Defense is better than offense. Like, the Mahomes way is the Brady way. It's the winning way. And some of that ties into, I also believe, he's got a great coach that I think convinces him, much like the Patriots did at various times with Tom Brady, hey, the best way to win is to hand the ball to Sony Michel and to run behind James Devlin. Mm-hmm. And I think that happens in Kansas City. I think Andy Reid says, listen, I know you're great and you want to have fun and you want to throw all over the place and do these things. The best way for us to win this year is to play some defense and to not make mistakes and win lower scoring games.
Correct. And that is why, but the ability to be able to, like, a certain intangible that doesn't get talked about because it's not like a quantifiable stat, Andy, is the quarterback's ability to, like, neuro-link with their head coach or their offensive coordinator or both if it's in the right system and sort of be the extension of the play caller, of the person running the team and the scheme on field. And obviously Brady with Belichick and McDaniels did that and did it at the highest level for such a long time. And I have to say, that's one of the things where I have to give Mahomes his flowers and a lot of flowers at that, because he seems like he is everything Andy Reid always wanted his quarterback to be on field, from the processing, the reads, the lateral movement, and just his improvisational genius. It seems to just work brilliantly in Andy Reid's hyper-creative offense.
So I actually think the biggest question, if you're going to do one of these QB ranking lists right now, the biggest question is who's number five. It's a very simple question. We touched on who the four people are ahead of him, and then it's who's number five. They have Jaden Daniels, and I go, well, didn't Jalen Hurts just win the Super Bowl? Didn't he just go to another Super Bowl? Didn't Jalen Hurts just get the job done however he had to get the job done? Like, if I'm Jalen Hurts, I read this and say, wait, the guy had one good rookie year in which he didn't make it to the Super Bowl. He lost the NFC title game. Like, I think Jalen Hurts gets disrespected here. And I don't actually think Jalen Hurts is great.
He's NFC championships and is a Super Bowl.
What he's accomplished says Jalen Hurts is a pretty good quarterback. And if there's no obvious number five, to me, the tie should go to Jalen Hurts as the fifth best quarterback in football. Dan Ball.
Didn't Saquon Barkley win a Super Bowl, though? Jalen Hurts was certainly there and had a good season, but I feel like he's kind of a victim of, similar to what you just argued with Jamar Chase there, a victim of the elite circumstances.
How many
around
Super Bowls
him.
Has Jalen Hurts been to?
Two now? Yeah, right.
Two,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That wasn't
two. I'm sorry. Jeez, my God, I keep forgetting that he lost to Kansas City once before they throttled them. He's been to two. Jeez.
Two Super Bowls. Jaden Daniels has played in one season in the National Football League.
Yeah, but look what he did in that one season. I know that you're...
Did he go to the Super Bowl?
No, he got right to the doorstep as a rookie.
Did he go to the Super Bowl?
No.
Please only answer the questions that are asked of you on this show.
Yeah, no, he did not. But was the surrounding cast as good as Jalen Hurts?
No.
No?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Perfect, there you go.
Was
Jalen Hurts mine.
Was Jalen Hurts' surrounding cast as good when he went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago?
It was still damn good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Okay. I actually think you have a pretty good Jaden Daniels surrounding cast. I think they have a pretty good team. I think
they're on their way up. Probably similar to Philadelphia.
Like all of them. I actually think they're on the way down, but I think they're going to have a great
regression. Oh, that's right. We already bet over Jaden Daniels year two. That's right.
I'm not the biggest Jalen Hurts fan, but when you look at what he's done, and he's kind of thrown when he needs to throw, he runs when he needs to run, he runs the play that the league wants to ban, he's been to the Super Bowl twice, he's won one of the Super Bowls, and he's also dealt with, in my opinion, this is my words, not his, he's never said this, I think he's got a boob of a head coach, and he deals with a boob of a head coach at all times.
Wow.
Which I think is a challenge for him as the quarterback of that.
I was going to say, why the scrutiny on Jalen Hurts, and why do you believe that there is a dearth of national appreciation for his, not only just talents, but accomplishments. Throws a nice deep ball. He's an he's a more accurate quarterback than people give him credit for. It's like the stigma of the way he played ball that led him out of Alabama and into the arms of Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma still dogs him in the pros, which is so strange.
Because he's not the physically most obviously gifted. He doesn't have a strong arm. He's not the fastest. He's not the tallest. He's not the biggest. He's not any of those things.
He squats 605 pounds.
Just does what he needs to do to win. He does, as Dan Ball noted, have what I think most people believe to be the best roster in football around him. I think that's held against him a little bit. He reminds me a little bit of when Russell Wilson was at his prime and the whole thing was like, oh, he never got any MVP votes. He was never even in the conversation for MVP. Russell Wilson, because he wasn't the biggest, the fastest, the strongest, the best, he was a good all-around quarterback, and I think there's some similarities to their games. And Russell Wilson rode a defense. It was a defensive-led Seattle team. He had a running back that was a big part of it, and he kind of got lost in the shuffle, even though I'm told that quarterbacks are supposed to manage games and win Super Bowls. Sometimes when guys do that, they don't get the credit for doing that, Dan Ball.
I just don't see 190 passing yards a game and 18 touchdowns last year as a top five guy. He's right in that conversation. I think there's a lot of gray area. It's a clear top four and then the rest.
So Patrick Mahomes gets bumped because his stats weren't good last year?
Well, I mean,
if you just want to go by stats, we'll go by stats. Could you look up Patrick Mahomes' numbers for me?
Andy, are you on Patrick Mahomes having a bounce-back year statistically or more of a struggle this season?
Yes. The one quote from one of their receivers was like, Andy Reid told us to get our hamstrings in shape because we're running down the field this year and we better be ready to do it. I think Andy Reid wants to get back to making plays, doing things. So I just want to tell all the listeners.
Make that West fun, buddy.
Patrick Mahomes' stats were better than I think they were because Dan Ball has a big smile on his face, and he wouldn't be this excited if it didn't make his point better than my point. So, Dan Ball, what the hell were the numbers for Patrick Mahomes last year?
26 touchdowns, nearly 4,000 passing yards, and an average of 288.9 per game in his career.
Oh, did he have Saquon Barkley?
Oh, okay.
I'm just asking.
No, as a matter of fact, he did not,
and that's an argument on his behalf.
Oh, so utilizing the tools in your toolbox is bad.
Pacheco.
So it's bad if you're a quarterback. So what Jalen Hurts should have done instead of handing it off to Saquon Barkley, the best player in the NFL last year, in my opinion, what he should have done is thrown the ball to fluff his stats up rather than just try to win games. Is that what you're telling me, Dan Ball?
It puts less onus on the quarterback if you have an elite cast around you. That's the argument there. Mahomes did more with less.
Which season was this of the combination of Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley?
One.
Oh, so Saquon Barkley wasn't there when they went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
The number that I'm citing, 190.5 passing yards a game, is career, not season.
Does anyone else feel like they're on crazy pills?
I'm looking at the totality of what Jalen Hurts has done and the lack of credit he is given compared to a rookie quarterback who had one really nice season.
And by the way, guys,
you only have a certain sample size for Jaden Daniels. I'll leave it at that.
But when you're talking about the quarterback and the elite surrounding talent, Dan Ball, that's obviously where we get into the one person saying like, oh, Joe Burrow's only a product of, you know, Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and everything else around him. If Joe Burrow had a halfway decent defense and something resembling even, I don't know, the Patriots 2022 offensive line, dude would have been to multiple Super Bowls by this point, not just one, in which he was one play away from winning said Super Bowl as well. So there's a very strong argument and case that can be made for that. And it's a shame. It's a crime against football that he has not been given better overall talent on his team and not just on offense.
The Patriots continue to look for a young franchise wide receiver. One of their rivals believes they have a young franchise wide receiver. A massive contract extension was just given out in the NFL. And this opened my eyes to where the NFL Cha and Ching are going. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
WEEI,
New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime. Just download the Odyssey app.
That's AUDACY.
Save WEEI as a favorite and listen wherever you go. Now, more of WEEI Afternoons.
With Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Apparently this is Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson's new theme song. Because money he got. 4 years, $130 million extension.
I'm sorry, how much?
4 years, $130 million with $90 million guaranteed. So apparently that whole collusion thing not working if they just gave $90 million guaranteed to Garrett Wilson. I do think he's a great receiver. As Brian Frazoco reminded me during the break, he was part of the long-term Andy Hart plan to rebuild the Patriots because I thought the Jets might not pay him, and he might hate the Jets and want out of Gotham City, as they say. Well,
or North Jersey.
That didn't work. $130 million to Garrett Wilson, so there goes that
That's
idea.
The second wide receiver contract handed out in as many days, Andy, that has made me furrow my brow and wonder what the hell's going on. Because first, while Garrett Wilson is extremely good at football and worthy of an upper tier, higher tier, upper echelon wide receiver contract, $32.5 million a year for somebody like, is he Jamar Chase? Is he Justin Jefferson? Methinks not.
No, but he could be if he gets a quarterback. So that would be my retort to that. If you put him with a good quarterback, what would he be? Because he's never really had a great opportunity.
Justin Fields.
It marks the first time in NFL history that a receiver has received an average over $31 million after playing only three NFL seasons. So the Jets get a lot of problems, but wide receiver ain't one and money ain't one for Garrett Wilson. Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. We've been talking about top 10 NFL quarterbacks, the quarterback rankings, Joe Burrow. John and Drake it has an opinion. What's up, John?
Good afternoon, fellas. Fitzy, I'm right with you. I think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in football. Last year, his offensive line was worse than the Patriots' offensive line. They were 32nd. Mm-hmm. And pass block win rate, which is abysmal. Other things like his team went 3-4 when scoring 33 or more points in a game. The rest of the league went 79-7 in those situations. Tells you how bad his defense was. And just the point about Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase, I think, along with Justin Jefferson, are the two best receivers in football, which is kind of crazy when you consider all three of those guys played at LSU for 1 year. But Jamar Chase missed four games back in 2022. And in those games, Burrow threw for 280 yards per game, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, a 108 passer rating. They went 3-1, including a win over Kansas City. So, as is often the case, the quarterback does make the wide receiver more so than the other. I think he is the best quarterback if they can keep him upright and have a decent defense. I think he's going to go to multiple Super Bowls. And again, I don't compare anybody to Tom Brady. He's the greatest. But in terms of kind of temperament and will to win and above the neck, all of that, He's the closest thing we have to Tom Brady in the league.
Thanks for the call, John.
How about that?
Yeah, you don't have to convince me. I've been the biggest Joe Burrow fan forever. It's why I got so angry at one point in time when you people, Fitzy.
Oh, here we go again.
I paused. When you people were trying to tell me that Mac Jones and Joe Burrow were like the same thing and they both went one year in the SEC, won a title, this and that, and I was like, you people are blind? I mean, I knew you didn't have a lot of brain power, but you people are literally blind and didn't watch those seasons?
Maybe one could be like the generic store brand version of the other.
No, not even the same product, not even the same stratosphere. Nope. Joe Burrow is special, but He'll have it dogging him forever. The same thing all quarterbacks do, because we got the text, Fitzy. How many Super Bowls has Burrow won?
That would be zero.
So that's another. That right there is a you people as well. I can tell. They didn't sign it, you people, but the 508. the
us people.
The arrogant New England fan that measures literally everything by Super Bowls is rather annoying, and we've all dealt with it. It's the same.
The equation has been screwed forever because of what took place.
Correct.
In the previous generation.
They love to throw it about for Josh Allen and the Bills in general, and then also Josh Allen and the Bills now, but, don't you go lose four Super Bowls? So, like, Jim Kelly, he's a loser, right? He's not a winner? No.
Let me ask you about this other curious wide receiver contract as well, and how it could affect future generations of negotiations, and even your New England Patriots heading into training camp, Andy.
Wait, what?
So, as you may have seen over the weekend, the Houston Texans gave Jaden Higgins this four-year, $12 million deal, and they fully guaranteed a rookie wide receiver second-round deal, which never happens.
Yeah.
And so now there's all this potential backlash, or so everybody is writing at your various sports sites, saying, great, now all of our picks in the 30s and 40s are going to be asking for fully guaranteed contracts, including, and here's how it ties back to New England, Travion Henderson has yet to sign his deal. If you're Travion Henderson's people and he was drafted three spots after Jaden Higgins and he's supposed to be the offensive savior for the Patriots, don't you say, you know what, actually, we wouldn't mind like $11.5 million fully guaranteed, because if this Higgins kid is worth it, so are we.
Yeah, this is the... This has been the ongoing discussion since that deal was done in May, and the first two picks in the second round got guaranteed deals, and the question is, where is that going to come to a stop? Which team is going to draw the line in the sand? Which teams will keep giving it? This is going to be an ongoing discussion, because guess what? If the first two picks get it this year, even if the third doesn't, well, the third will get it next year, maybe the fourth will get it next year, and then the year after that, a couple more, and we'll work our way through the second round, and it'll be first round fully guaranteed, second round fully guaranteed, and we'll continue to evolve. Now, it's annoying, I think, if you're one of those other teams in the middle of the 30s, the 40s, and you're like, I got to wait to figure out how this is going to play out. Now, I know Nick Caserio, former Patriots vice president of player personnel, and now the guy running the Texans, was like, if there was ever going to be a second round pick worthy of a fully guaranteed contract, it's this guy, blah, 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 blah. That's great. But now everybody else has to play along. And you know what'll happen? The commissioner will just go to some league meeting and say, don't anybody else give out fully guaranteed second round picks, because apparently that's what they're allowed to do. They can just collude, and they did it with the quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah, because that totally was fine after the Deshaun Watson deal. And now we just may be dealing with this all over again. But like, somebody may say, like, who cares about what the Texans do with a wide receiver? It matters when this guy that we need to get in there that's going to be a linchpin to the Patriots' offensive game plans potentially this fall in rookie Travion Henderson may actually not. It's the last thing this team needs, Andy, when the offseason seems to have gone so well, is have your vaunted second-round rookie running back potential sensation say, I'm going to sit this one out, coach.
Yeah, the good thing is I don't think the Garrett Wilson contract affects the Patriots, because pretty sure they don't have any young stud wide receivers who'll be pumping themselves.
Let's get to Christian Gonzalez earning Patrick Surtain the second money next year or the year after.
That's a legitimate issue. You're going to have to pay Christian Gonzalez a boatload of money, and that's a good problem to have. I would argue it would be nice if we had a receiver we could talk about in the same breath as Garrett
Wilson. I would concur, sir.
But we don't, so we can't. Anyway, up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we need to get back to the Boston Red Sox, because they are streaking, they are smoking, they are hot at the All-Star break. You have Bregman, you have Crochet, you have Chapman, although Crochet won't pitch. He's in Atlanta for the festivities. They're going to have some fun. But the Red Sox, do you believe in the Boston Red Sox? And is what they are doing sustainable, or are you still a little bit dubious. You're still wondering about the second half, those swoons that tend to come after the trade deadline under Alex Cora. Sox talk up next in your phone call, 617-779-7937 here on WEEI Afternoons.
Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.